I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that heavy equipment hauler Aaron makes $160,000 a year. Yeah, crazy good money. On the phone this morning is Asia, who lives in Graham. Good morning, Asia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, well, even better now that you called in. I'm good. But man, when I saw your job title, this is pretty interesting because I've never heard of this before. Insider Threat Intelligence Investigator. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
Like, Gabe, would you even, I mean, I'm thinking military, CIA,
FBI. I'm surprised you're calling us right now. Are you investigating us?
No, I wouldn't tell you if I were.
Oh.
No kidding.
That means yes.
Okay, let's put a minute on the clock and let's just ask you a bunch of questions. We figure out what you do. And, you know, the end goal is to find out how much you make. And that's a service that's helped a lot of people over the years. So 60 seconds. We'll ask you all the questions. When we're done, we're going to play a song. You know, we'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what they think you make. And then, Asia, you're going to share your salary as an insider threat intelligence investigator. Sound good?
Sounds great.
These ones are hard, Gabe, because you don't know where to start with the questions. You know what I'm saying? But we have to start. So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. On your mark, set, and go.
What type of company do you work for?
I work for a large private company, one of the biggest ones you've ever heard of.
Okay. And what do you do for this large private company?
So we work insider threat, which is basically focused on employees who are involved in corporate sabotage, espionage, nation state investigations, and also assist in three-letter agency investigations.
Oh, my gosh.
Three-letter investigations, yeah.
How long have you been there?
I've been with the company about 4 years.
Okay, and how many people work for the company that you do this for?
A lot. A lot.
How many people would you say that you've investigated over the past 4 years?
Oh, man, hundreds. There are a lot. We have a pretty heavy caseload.
And is this the only company you've ever done this for?
You know, I have a background of law enforcement, internal investigations, and organized retail crime. So this is the first insider threat team that I've worked for.
Are you married? No.
See, you're talking about somebody with, you know, that's what she does. She's a rule follower because she makes people follow the rules. She's not going to answer that question.
On first dates, do you investigate the person before you go on a date with them?
Oh, you already know that I do.
Doesn't everybody? I mean, you don't have to be an intelligence
background
investigator.
Checks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does.
Everybody's an FBI agent with a phone in their hand these days.
Wow.
That's true. Wow, this is fascinating. Okay, Asia, thank you. Here's what we're going to do. If you're listening right now and you have an idea, because I can honestly tell you, nobody in this room has an idea how much Asia makes. So text us right now, 253-642-WOLF. Put your name and where you live on that text, and we'll use, you know, your text as our guesses. But if you hang out, we're going to have more of a conversation with Asia, and you're going to find out how much she's making every year doing this incredible job.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Asia. She lives in Graham, and she is an insider threat intelligence investigator. This is super interesting, by the way. Gabe, what did we just learn about Asia?
She works for a large private company. They basically investigate employee threats. She said over the past 4 years, which is how long she's worked there, they've investigated hundreds of people. She's not married, and she does have a kiddo.
Yeah, a beautiful little 9-year-old girl in the front seat, yes, sitting right along. Okay, Gabe, like I said, this has been your week, so you go first.
I feel like she's making some money. This is obviously a very important job, and she stays busy, which I feel like is big. If they're investigating that many people, like, she's obviously important. I'm going to go with Jeff in Tacoma. He said, I have a family member in a 3-letter agency, and that makes me think 205.
Yeah. All right. That's a great living, but I don't think that's wrong. Captain Ron, what do you think?
She does make good money, I think, but she's not in the 3-letter agency. She's just like in the private sector. So I think it's a little bit less. Still doing really well, though. So I'm going to say 193.
Okay. And again, I don't know anything from anything. So I'm just going to go on the low side here with Tyrone from Auburn. I was either going to go high or lower. I just didn't know which way to go. So I'll just take the low side here, 175. Tyrone from Auburn, love you, buddy. So our guesses are that, 175, 193, and 205. But that doesn't matter, Asia. We all want to know how much you actually make. It's time to share your salary.
It's 185.
Captain Ron ends the win streak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
come on,
sure,
Ron.
Is.
Let me have
way to go,
one.
Ronnie.
Thank you.
Hey, Asia, that is a great living. Would you make more if you worked for the federal government versus in private?
No, absolutely not. Federal government agencies, you're lucky to be pushing 100, and that's with some serious time in service.
Why?
It's, you know, unfortunately, the government just pays less than private companies.
Huh, interesting. Oh. Okay, so again, you're looking for people that work for your company that are out to sabotage your own company?
That's correct, yeah. So my company deals with a lot of contracts that happen to work with the government as well. So people are coming in to intentionally target data or infrastructure or technology from those companies as well. So we're protecting against our own data theft, but we're also protecting against our customers' data theft, which happen to be some significant customers.
Okay. So in other words, cybersecurity, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, cybersecurity, cyber forensics, it's a lot more investigating. You know, cybersecurity keeps people out, and we're the investigators who really come in afterwards and try to nail them to the wall. So,
wow.
You know, it's so interesting because you can tell just by listening to you that you have, you know, the background that you do in law enforcement.
Sure.
And I don't know how that comes into play, but you're very authoritative, you're very direct, and you sound like a boss. It's part of the territory. You have to be confident, and you can't be wishy-washy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. No, I appreciate it. You know, I'm 5'2", so I have to compensate for size.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. I bet your daughter knows early. She's not going to try to sneak out of the house in a few years.
No.
Smart girl.
No, I'll know everything she does.
Yeah, don't use the doggy door. You'll get stuck.
Oh.
Pro tip.
Yeah, friend. Doggy door. Yeah. Don't use that. Well, she could probably fit through it right now, but let's not encourage.
Yeah.
Okay, Asia, that was amazing. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate everybody that does, and that was great.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Asia. Have a great day.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.